Well, we're certainly thankful that we live in North Florida. Donnie's daughter lives in Charlotte, North Carolina, and they were away in, where were they, Colorado? For a medical conference, and so I would imagine they're not going to get back home today.
They arrived at
9:30. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, because when I saw on television this morning, Charlotte, it was snowing like crazy. Yeah, that's good. Well, they'll be home. They're already home then.
Yeah.
Good. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. We can be so thankful for the many blessings. And the sun's out, and we don't have anything to shovel this morning. It's a little cool, but nothing to shovel. So we're grateful for that. And any thanks or praise that you might offer this morning? Everybody's full of thanks.
We're here and it's warm.
We're here and it's warm.
It couldn't have been not like that because the power was out yesterday.
Yeah, we are. Thank you. Yeah, somewhere along here, evidently some trees hit some, our branches hit power lines and knocked them down. So Donnie called me and said, "We're out of power out here." So he said, "I don't know about tomorrow." I said, "Well, I'll be there. If nobody else comes, I'll be there." So, yes, ma'am.
Well, whenever we sat in the dark, you know, before it got really dark, we called Jessica, and we ended up going out to her house they were cooking soup. They had chili, and they had potato soup and cornbread, so we went out there until I got a text message from a friend saying the power was back on, and we checked the power outages on their website, and they said all the power had been restored, so I'm thankful of that. Thankful that the snow that we did get didn't accumulate, and we didn't have to do any shoveling of snow. We are having a mandatory meeting on Wednesday for team building.
Oh, good. That worked.
In light of everything that has happened at work, it is not going to be in our building, and it is not going to be in the Carlton building. It's going to be in the Caldwell building so that we can have a different scenery.
Oh, good. Well, you're grateful you got a job, right?
I have a job.
Thanks for that.
And I can leave anytime I want to. Yeah. That's comforting.
Yeah. All right. Well, join me in an attitude of prayer and thanksgiving. We'll combine the two there. We're going to read the Old Testament scripture. So, joys, concerns, and praises. Anybody this morning with a joy or concern? Miss Betty.
Our son fell on Thursday, and he tripped and went down on his wrist, broke his wrist.
Ooh.
Right-handed, right wrist. So, he's in quite a bit of pain.
I can imagine.
He has to go back next week and have another x-ray because they don't know if he has any of that damage.
Yeah. Lord, hear our prayer this morning. Janie.
Talked to Howard yesterday, and they are doing well, and they are staying in and avoiding the icy streets.
Oh, good.
So they got more ice than snow. So, and they're expecting, I guess, some more in the coming days. I told them that we were coming up at the middle of February, and that we are ordering no winter weather.
Amen to that.
Up wasn't sure if he could deliver that or not. So.
Miss Rebecca.
But they're in good spirits.
Thank you. Any thoughts or joys, concerns, praises?
I just feel so grateful for this beautiful world.
Amen to that. Thank you. Yes. And we're grateful that you've joined us too. You're a blessing. Yes, ma'am.
Prayers for Minneapolis that they will come to an agreement and compromise and will stop.
Amen to that. Yeah. And some other towns and cities that are going right. through the same thing. Yeah, it's crazy.
They're in the spotlight right now.
Thank God.
Huh?
Amen.
So, anybody else this morning?
My brother, my younger brother, called me this morning and shocked me. He sounded more like himself than he's ever since he was sick. So he's doing really good. And my granddaughter in Pensacola has been in the hospital 3 weeks. They're going to do a bone marrow on her tomorrow. And so I'm asking prayers for her. She's the one that has sick.
Yeah, her name's Charlie. Yeah, hear our prayer, Lord. Yes, ma'am.
One more thing. My brother-in-law, Ed Williams, he has been in the hospital. This is his fourth day. And he has Crohn's, and they thought it was a flare-up of Crohn's. But my sister made him go to the hospital, and apparently he had a very large gallstone. And the doctor said, the gallbladder's got to go. So he has had gallbladder surgery, and normally it's an in-and-out thing, but he's also diabetic, so they have kept in 2 additional days. I talked to my sister last night, and she said it yesterday, and she said it last night, that they think they're going to get out, he's going to get out, but they're not sure.
There's a family in Lamont. Lamont is in Jefferson County. Lamont happened to be one of the churches when I first went into ministry. My first appointment was Wasissa Lamont Charge. And that little church has been there for a long time, like this one's been here a long time. And it's small and not a lot of members, but one of the families that's been there forever and ever, Paul Cooksey and Barbara Cooksey. Barbara passed away this past week. She was suffering with Parkinson's for a long time. Paul's 92, and I don't remember how old Barbara was, but they'd asked me to do their homecoming service on Tuesday. So keep the Cooksey family in prayer, because it's always hard when you lose a loved one. And so we're grateful for that.